This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Colorado lawmakers returned to the state capitol today to begin the annual legislative session. CPR's Benta Berkland reports that it was off to an unusual start.
The legislature convened under the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic and historic political turmoil in Washington, D.C. Newly sworn-in Representative Nikita Ricks was born in Liberia and says her family fled that country because of a coup. She called last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol an attempted coup and says watching it unfold was surreal.
Not to see it in the great United States, right? And then the fight that is going on now, I just don't think it should be a fight. I mean, we have to protect our democracy at all costs.
Lawmakers will pause the session on Friday and then return to work in mid-February. Democratic leaders decided to do that in an effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in the crowded halls of the Colorado Capitol. By the time they return, most state lawmakers expect to have received a vaccine. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It appears Colorado will not be the permanent home of the new U.S. Space Command. The Trump administration has picked Redstone Arsenal in Alabama instead. The move won't be immediate. The command will remain at its temporary home in Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs for a few more years. Governor Polis called the pick a, quote, misguided decision. There's a low near 30 degrees tonight for much of the Front Range. You're listening to CPR News.